Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been Janet Entine. And we're in the second half of the Christina Lu Show. And take it away, Christina.
Yes, well, there's so much to get to. So a great program that Project Independence is going to be offering on next Wednesday, July 18th, is called Healthcare Proxies, What Is It and Why Do I Need One? You know, on the show, we're always talking about prepare, and get everything in order. And a lot of people, unfortunately, don't want to talk about it. Listen, it's not the most pleasant conversation, but it's really important and empowering for you to make these decisions while you're able mind, you know, because unfortunately, you're not going to be able to make them when the emergency happens. So this chat's going to be presented by Kelly Steinman, who's one of our fabulous nurses. And she's just going to talk about the importance of it and why you need one and what it is and how to do it and all the logistics of that. And Kelly is fabulous. This will be at the Great Neck Social Center on July 18th from 10:30 to 11:30. So I really encourage everyone to please definitely.
Isn't Kelly coming on here soon?
Kelly will actually be on. Yeah, she's coming on the 27th. So you will actually be interviewed.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. I just know I saw her.
Yeah, she'll there. Okay. I see it. She'll be on and she'll be talking about it. Kelly's great. Also, I want to share a little great thing that the town of North Hempstead is doing. You know, they have their Veterans Advisory Committee that's been working on all kinds of different initiatives. They do the donation drive, and they've worked on discounts and everything. So they're a great group. And the latest thing that they're doing is they're trying to petition and go to reach out to federal representatives to get an outpatient clinic for veterans in North Hempstead because we don't have one currently.
Right.
So this is something that they're really trying to get involved in, which I think is great. You know, we already have the veteran social worker that
right.
is provided. This actually came out of the Veterans Advisory Committee, and you know, all the minds at Project Independence worked together and were able to, without any more money, you know, just allocate some time of our fabulous social worker Gail Sellis to be a veterans caseworker for all ages, I want to remind people. So that's what the great thing is that she can, you know, you don't have to be a senior.
Right, she's
a veteran
advisor.
And it's really great because if anyone is a veteran or, you know, is married to a veteran, they know that in order to get a lot of these entitlements and benefits, you really need to have proof of, you know, all different things and the documents and the following up with. Because they do take a long time. And Gail actually can be that, you know, point person, facilitator, and help you through that process, which I think is great and takes a load of stress off. Because a lot of these programs and things that a lot of vets don't even know they're entitled to, and especially their spouses are entitled to a lot of
right.
things, too. So she could meet with you and give you all the information on that, too. So I really just want to remind people that it's a great thing that North Hempstead's doing. So hopefully we'll be
And it makes sense because Northport is Schlepp,
it is.
And it's Manhattan or North Shore.
Right.
So you did something in North Hempstead, you kind of get it right. People in Queens would come into North Hempstead even.
Yeah,
it's
so
not just
be,
for North Hempstead,
right.
it's for a vet.
So that's just something that's staying tuned. Hopefully it will end up well. Also coming to North Hempstead, which anyone is familiar with, there's a very famous Persian pop singer who Councilwoman Anna Kaplan and the town board and the Great Neck Park District have all teamed together, and her name is Sepide. Hopefully I'm saying it correctly.
Oh, she's coming?
Hopefully I'm saying it correctly. It'll be on Sunday, August 5th at North Hempstead Beach Park, 7 p.m. It's free admission, and there is no parking after 5.
Wow, okay.
So it should be really nice. So if that's something that you – and there's also transportation will be available too. So it's just another great thing.
Anybody wanting to go to that, you do have to pay attention. It's a mob scene.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it'll be a usually attended event. So, you know, just – planning if you know
right,
you got to park in one of the parking lots and have the bus take you, etc.
Yeah, which is nice about the, you know, because the transportation I think will be from the Great Neck Social Center and the
oh, really?
Machete Center.
Oh, okay.
I think
okay.
they'll actually be yeah, okay. So yeah, I think it's going to be from the Machete Center. So you can call 311 and get more information about that too. But also going on, which kicked off last week, was the fabulous Fun Day Monday over at North Hempstead Beach Park. I was actually there. It was quite the wonderful event, and it was actually a great temperature. It wasn't, like, too overwhelmingly hot, so
it was
nice. But it was a packed house. There had to be, you know, almost 1,000 people there.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah. It's a lot. But it's very nice. It's a very, very nice event. And I want to remind people that things are a little different. It's you now get a punch card for the snacks at the snack bar. So they're no longer cash will be accepted. And drinks are all free and unlimited. not alcoholic drinks people. We're talking,
but
you know.
In past years, you have to pay for the drinks?
Yep. Yeah.
So basically everything's free now.
Yeah, so everything's free. So, but except but you get you're limited to just six food items, but drinks you could just keep going. And there's a whole little like area that has, you know, iced tea and water and coffee, which amazes me because people.
And the food, what are the snacks?
So there's a variety of snacks. There's nuts. There's muffins. There's all kinds of little pies and cakes and chips and oranges.
Baklava.
There's no baklava. That well, you'll have to come Sunday to my event to have some.
We're back to Sunday. She's pushing Sunday.
But oranges are, and oranges sell out fast. So I recommend if you are trying to get these oranges, they are hot commodities at Funday Monday. So certainly get there quick because they actually do sell out. I think they were gone by like 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, wow.
They like wiped out the oranges. But it's really a great, great program. And what's nice about it is that, you know, they have people come and you could sit with your groups and play games. There's always some kind of musical entertainment there. Then there's exercise classes that are going on because a lot of people were there just for the exercise
right.
portion. And it was nice. A lot of people was their first time there. So you get to just meet new people. It's a beautiful beach. Parking is free. You do not have to pay a parking fee for Funday Mondays. And you also can, transportation is available as well. So it's every Monday. I recommend people come and check it out.
How would somebody find out about transportation?
So you would just call 311, and they have these schedules, or 869-601. There's a schedule that offers, you know, the specific stops.
Right.
And if there's not a stop near you, they will certainly figure out a way to work with you to do that. And two big events that are going on, actually, is on July 30th is the Senior Health Fair at the beach.
At the Funday
Monday. Yeah, so that's Funday Monday. So you actually, there'll be tons and tons of organizations there. There'll be screenings available. It's really great. I really recommend people attend that because you can get a lot of great information at that one. And then the final Funday Monday is on August 27th, which is my personal favorite, which is Hometown USA. And that is a salute to the armed forces. And there's an amazing anti-car show that is there. It's all lined up on the beach and it's really, really amazing. And there'll be a hospitality tent that day with lunch, coffee, tea, snacks, and no fee for cars 25 or older. So it should be really nice.
That one I've gone to, too. I mean,
yeah,
I've
it's such a great one.
You know, that's
and there's a lot of different organizations, you know, whether it's retired veterans selling things, which I think is always nice, too. So please check out Funday Monday. It's a great event. A lot of hard work goes into it. And it's nice you can stay, you know, as long as you want. There's a farmer's market there,
which is
really nice, too. A lot of people were getting these amazing. One of our coworkers got this zucchini that I've never seen one so gigantic.
Oh,
really?
I used to grow
yeah.
those.
It was huge. I was like, what is in that bag? And it was like I told her she needs to. It's Maria Durso.
Oh, Maria.
I told her to cook up something and bring it to work. So hopefully Maria's listening.
But that's it, yes.
But there also is mindfulness coloring is offered on some days, which we're always promoting here, which is nice.
On Funday Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually the one coming up that'll be offered, which is nice. So I really recommend that people go. You know, there's Zumba, there's line dancing, there's Mahjong. Some days they also have walks that they do, guided tours, which is, there's a lot going on and there's something for everyone. So definitely check it out.
When does it start?
It's from 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock it ends.
Okay.
So 10 to 2, but people do get there to claim seats.
Early. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So,
because there's tents and there's seats
right.
under the tent, and then there's a gazebo type of situation. And
yeah, and what's nice this year, they put up a lot of tents because unfortunately with Hurricane Sandy, you know, they're still repairing from adding trees and stuff. But there is a lot of tents and shade available. And we actually talked about this last week, and I said I would scope it out, which I did. The town installed ADA compliant beach mats on the beach,
right.
which is for, you know, walkers and wheelchairs and actually even strollers. It makes it easier to get on the beach. So it's really for all kinds of ages. So there's one area that has it. So it's kind of, you know, there's the boardwalk. Then there's a huge, almost looks like a blue runway. And it goes along the beach and then it veers off on either side. So you can go to the right, to the left. So it's a pretty long stretch. And people actually saw a man who was in a wheelchair. And, you know, what was nice is that he just went right down and was lying on the sand, you know, right next to his wheelchair there. You know, so it was right off the wall. So he didn't have to go far. He was able to get right onto the beach now easily, which was nice. So it was great.
You sure he didn't hit the sand and fall out of the
wheelchair? I know. I double checked.
Yeah.
He looks comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's resting. Pick him up.
So peaceful. But I think it's nice, too, because certainly I know a lot of my friends with children and strollers, the amount of stuff they bring for their kids to the beach, it's like you're moving on vacation, which I'm sure, you know, please, the amount of stuff me and my husband bring to the beach is like a lot. But this way, you know, at least they're able to schlep all these things.
That makes sense.
Coolers
that really does.
And all these things with wheels on the beach. So it's there, and I saw it in the flesh. It looks very
You know, the young people want to bring what they want with the kids. They can pull it. But it's nice to, for a senior, really, in a wheelchair or with a cane or something, get to a piece of sand safely, and then you sit your chair right.
Yeah, and it's really nice, you know, that beach, too, because, you know, a lot of beaches, it's such a far walk to get to, the sand and stuff. And North Hempstead Beach Park, you know, you really can get close parking, and it's not too far to walk to actually get to sand.
Right, and there's grass, and there's concrete, so you have everything.
Absolutely.
It really is, no matter what you want to do.
Really, it's really a great thing, so definitely check that out. And there's also, I saw at the beach too, NYU Winthrop actually has worked with Town North Hempstead in putting in these sunscreen dispensers at different parks, and I saw it at the beach too. So if you forget your sunscreen, it's there too. So we're just trying to make life easy for you at North Hempstead.
That's a wonderful thing also, the fact that they put the sunscreen
We're trying to keep people
and
safe.
Keep them full for the summer.
Absolutely. So we are coming to an end. But next week we have on Dr. Raisa Bakshev, who we've had on before, who's fabulous. She's going to talk about diet and its effect on arthritis. And then we have someone from to talk about New York Senior Medicare Patrol preventing identity theft through Medicare scams.
Perfect. Yeah, so. That's it for the show. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and we'll be back next week.